ballroom today. We're using the restaurant just for today, but I kind of like it. It's going to be a little different, right?
Yeah.
Never know what to expect. So won't you stand up with me this morning as we, as you know, we always start out our service with a time of worship, a time of praise. The Word of God says in Psalm 100, it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Yeah. Bible says, whoever on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's call upon Him today. Let's lift our voice today. If you hadn't noticed, if you look on the left,
we right to them, so close fellowship, all good, sounding wonderful. Yeah, Pastor Steve said we felt like we're part of the band. Just turn around and sing again. Well, so glad that you're here. This works this morning, doesn't it? Very, very glad that you found us. And just be aware, if anyone comes in late and they're looking for a place to sit, you've got a seat, just wave to them and let them know there's a seat right by you. We're so glad that you joined us in church this morning. You look good. Thanks for getting all cleaned up. And we're expectant, no matter where we meet. You know, I grew up in South Africa, and I remember every Sunday I would see groups of people meeting just in the park, under the trees, the most beautiful harmonies, worshiping God wherever they were, right? Buildings are not the main thing. We are the church, right? Look, here they come. All prepped and ready. Thank you to all our workers. Everybody just adapt, so adaptable. I love the people in this church. It feels like a family because we are. The Bible says that we are the family of God, right? And we really appreciate you all. And we're glad that you're here today. But we want to welcome anyone who's visiting for the first time. We always have first-time visitors. And I don't know how you came here. Maybe you just heard the noise and came on in, enjoyed the noise. Or maybe somebody brought you today, or you saw some kind of advertisement, but we're so glad that you're here. And if you are here, what we like to do with our first-time guests is just hand you a gift bag right where you're sitting. So if you're here for the first time, would you mind just waving your hand that we can give you a gift bag? Thank you so much. In that gift bag is a couple of things. One is a teaching CD from Pastor Steve. We're hoping that it'll be an encouragement to you. Just listen to it sometime when you need a lift, a boost of faith. And there's also a white card in there. If you just take a moment, fill it out for us, and drop it. At the end of the service, we pass an offering bag by. Just drop that white card in. Gives us a chance to call you, find out how you enjoyed the service. So thank you for joining us here this morning. Amen.
Praise God. Yes. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
That was a great time of worship.
Yes. I love the fact that we meet for walking by and hear us. I like that. That's good music, man.
Yeah.
It's bad to the pot. Did you know that? That word is hard.
You know, Justin Bieber. Ever heard of Justin Bieber?
Yeah. The older people may not have, but
the number one pop star in the world. I love the fact he posted. Did he post it? He posted on Instagram. He was listening to one of the songs from Elevation called Fullness. We're going to do the song next week. And I love the fact that the biggest pop star in the world goes home and listens to worship, praise and worship, and is because you know what? Because there is something in when you listen to music that is worship to God, there is something in that that is not in other music. There's something that touches you. There's an anointing on it. And so I just think that's wonderful, and I think the band did a wonderful job today, and I want to thank them. It's like we lost power, everything went out. All the screens went out, the lights went out.
It's rebooting.
Oh, you're aware of it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I also want to say thank you to the setup team. Who was on the setup team today? Who helped set up here today? Put your stand up for you, set up. Set
up. And they did a great job. We're in here today because there's an event. Usually we're in the ballrooms upstairs on the second floor. If you're new here today, we're usually in the ballroom, but they had a big event going on, so they asked if we would use this room. And it actually worked out good, and we saved a lot of money. That's why I'm smiling even bigger. A lot of money by being in here today. And it worked out good, so praise God. We had a great time all week. Just to let you know, there are restrooms down that way. Restrooms. If you need the restroom, just be careful of those cables. I don't want anyone falling when you come in. Praise God. Well, when you came in today, you got an invite, one of these invitation cards. This is the new one. We're still finishing up the old one. It's a little bigger. The new one's better. It's small. Smaller. I can put it in my pocket. But when you came in today, you were given these invitations. This is what I use to invite people to church, because it has our service time, our website, address, all of those things. And so I want to ask you, please, this week, invite somebody to come to church next Sunday. Change somebody else's life. Amen? You're here today. There's other people that would like to be here too. You know that? They just don't know about it. And we have people that travel from all kinds of distances. We have people come from, Brian Owens comes from Fort Pierce. We have people come from Port St. Lucie, Jensen Beach, Lake Worth, and the Simones come from Lake Worth and drive up from Lake Worth, and they drive up from Boynton Beach, and we have people drive from Boca. We even have some people come every Sunday from New York City. That's a joke. Who was that? But what I'm saying is there are multitudes of people out around us that would love to be here today, they just don't know about it. And that's why our job is to invite, to tell people. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, tell your neighbor, I'm glad you're here this morning. I think when we get into our new building, I may change the service to 11 o'clock. So everyone will be here at 11 o'clock. Or maybe what I'll do is I'll keep it at 10, but we'll make it 11. Are you ready for God's word this morning? Thank you so much. Let's just pray. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for everyone who's here today. I thank you for your presence, Lord. I thank you that you are good. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy toward us. I thank you, Father, for your word today. Your word is what brings us life. Your word is what brings us faith. It brings us wisdom. It brings us hope. Father, I pray tonight, I pray today, Lord, that as I speak your word, I thank you that you anoint me. I thank you that you help me, you enable me, you speak through me. I thank you that you carry your word by your anointing to every person's heart and mind, and you cause revelation to rise up big, and you remove all doubt, all unbelief. Thank you that faith rises up big in our heart today, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise for everything that will be said and for everything that will be done. And everyone who believed it said amen.
Amen.
And amen. I want to speak, thank you so much. I want to speak today about joyful living. Joyful living. Do you know that God wants you to live a joyful life?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, God wants you to be joyful. Do you know what joyful means? It means full of joy. Jesus said in John chapter 15 in verse 11, he said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy," who's following with me, the scriptures, who's back there, who's on teleprompter, who's on pro presenter,